relaxation method. No matter where you are, before I share a soothe to sleep story with you. So whether you are listening to this while sitting in a chair, lying down, maybe you're in your car, and you just need to pull over and rest, wherever it is, recline, close your eyes, and breathe in all the cares and the troubles of this world, and breathe them out, laying them at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. 1 Chronicles chapter 10 verses 4 through 5 tell us to cast down any vain imagination that tries to exalt itself against the truth and knowledge of God, and to bring every single thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So every thought that is not like Philippians chapter 4 verses 7 through 9, every thought that is opposite of being encouraging, praiseworthy, loving, peaceful, truthful, knowledgeable with His love, any thought that is opposite of that must drop at the foot of the cross and be held captive by the obedience of Christ. Allow the furrow of your brow to soften with your eyes remaining closed. Allow any tension from your ears, your neck, your shoulders, your triceps, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, to your fingertips. Allow them to soften. Release any tension in the small of your back, down your spine, your tailbone, your pelvic area, your hips, your thighs, and your legs, all the way to the arches of your feet, to your tippy toes. And again, inhale with me. All the cares, the troubles, and worries of this world, and exhale, and bring everything opposite of the Lord, every thought, bring it to the obedience of Christ. I hope you enjoy this upcoming episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. Blessings to you. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. I am your host, Lonnie Brock. And on this episode, I wanted to pay tribute with this beautiful Happy Thanksgiving holiday, this traditional American holiday that helps us, no matter where we are in our journey in life, to just stop and thank God and others about things in our lives. fact that you can swallow and drink a cup of water. From small to big blessings, I want to just take a brief moment of your time and remind you of a book that was written in the Psalms, Psalm chapter 138. King David and others. And this psalm spoke to me because it's a psalm about thankfulness. So let's begin. Psalm chapter 138, verse 1. Lord, with all my heart, I thank you. I will sing your praises before the armies of angels in heaven. I face your temple as I worship, giving thanks to you for all your loving kindness and your faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. When I pray, you answer me and encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Every king in all the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for all of them shall hear your voice. Yes, they shall sing about Yahweh's glorious ways, for his glory is very great. Yet, though he is so great, he respects the humble. But proud men must keep their distance. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will bring me safely through them. You will clench your fist against my angry enemies. Your power will save me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your loving kindness, Lord, continues forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. And ladies and gentlemen, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving of 2020? You are in my prayers, my thoughts. Blessings to you. And thank you for joining me for this episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. If you haven't already, I would love for you to pick up an album, a worship spiritual album that I made a few years ago. And I'm just now getting around to telling more people about it. But it's based on the Song of Solomon, the intimacy that the Lord wants to have with his church, his bride. And it was based on my mother's book called The Lover's Dance, A Journey Through the Song of Solomon. It took me years to digest that book, and as a result, the Lord helped me write an album, a worship album, of cover classical songs in many different languages of worship to him, some of which he gave me new lyrics in the American English language based on operatic melodies, and it's called The Lover's Dance, Volume 1. It's available on Pandora. And it's also available on Amazon, HearNow.com, CD Baby, where you can order a physical physical copy and have it delivered to a loved one, or a digital copy and have it delivered right to your digital device. I will leave the information below. Blessings to you, and Merry Christmas.